Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Seriously ill immigrants living in the U.S. will once again be allowed to apply for permission to stay here while being treated. This after the Trump administration reversed course yesterday, reinstating a humanitarian program known as Medical Deferred Action. WBUR first reported on the end of this policy last month when Boston area patients began receiving denial letters telling them they needed to leave the country in 33 days. WBUR's Shannon Dooling broke the news and joins us now for the latest. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Bob.
So, as I understand it, the Trump administration reversed course yesterday, saying this application process was being reopened. Do we know why?
Well, the short answer is no. We don't know why they decided to reopen this process. What we do know is that an email was sent to members of Congress and other stakeholders by a senior advisor within the Department of Homeland Security, saying that acting Homeland Security Director Kevin McAleenan was directing Citizenship and Immigration Services to resume processing these requests. So with this reversal, federal officials say they will now consider requests on a case-by-case basis. Essentially, in the past, for decades, really, people in the country, for example, say on a tourist visa or a medical visa, could proactively ask the government to overstay that visa, saying that they needed to receive medical care here. Most likely, that's treatment that's not available to them in their home country. Last month, the administration stopped taking these requests and just started issuing denial letters to affected people saying they needed to leave the U.S. within 33 days or face deportation proceedings. The reversal yesterday comes after weeks of public outcry and congressional attention, including from Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley. She's been especially vocal about the lack of transparency around this whole ordeal.
So then what are you hearing from advocates and patients about this new development? Are they relieved at all?
Yeah, I think there is a sense of relief, but advocates and immigration attorneys say, you know, they're hopeful, but they're also definitely skeptical and waiting for more details. Things like, will the standards for applying for medical deferred action be the same as they were in the past? What happens to all of the applications that were already filed and pending when the government ended this process without telling anyone? Do they just get picked up and reopened as though nothing ever happened? These are questions that we're asking of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services as well. A spokesperson did confirm the decision to reinstate the application process in an email, but he also made a point to say that the agency never had a, quote, medical deferred action program, but instead it would be reverting back to the previous processes that were in place before August 6th.
And it also said, as you pointed out earlier, that the cases are going to be reviewed on a case-by-case basis. So there's no guarantee that people who are here seeking treatment will actually be allowed to stay.
Absolutely no guarantee. By discretion of the USCIS offices and on a case-by-case basis.
All right. So what's next? Congresswoman Pressley has been frustrated in her effort to get an explanation of what happened. We've heard her voice on that. She threatened to subpoena the Trump administration for more information on this, right?
She did. And she initiated that process earlier this week with the House Oversight Committee, which she's a member of. I'm told that the subpoena option is very much still on the table. And in fact, there's also a scheduled hearing, a second hearing on Capitol Hill with the House Civil Rights and Civil Liberties Subcommittee. Pressley's on that subcommittee. This hearing was scheduled before the news came out yesterday afternoon about the process being reopened. I'm told that that hearing is still on the calendar for next week. Interestingly, Bob, last night, the Department of Homeland Security abruptly canceled a press call on this topic while members of the press, myself included, were waiting on the line and said another call would be rescheduled at another time, so we'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah, it sounds like this is going to be a moving target, or at least possibly a moving target for a while.
It does, yep.
WBUR, Shannon Dooling, thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.